to any child, however, I'm old enough to be distrusted, to be excluded forever from the magical community of the short and beardless. Consequently, a demographics expert might conclude that my sole audience is other young men and women currently adrift between their 20th and 21st birthdays. In truth, I have nothing to say to that narrow audience. In my experience, I don't care about most of the things that other 20-year-old Americans care about, except survival, of course. I lead an unusual life. By this, I do not mean that my life is better than yours. I'm sure that your life is filled with as much happiness, charm, wonder, and abiding fear as anyone could wish. Like me, you are human, after all, and we know what a joy and terror that is. I mean only that my life is not typical. Peculiar things happen to me that don't happen to other people with regularity, if ever. For example, I would never have written this memoir if I had not been commanded to do so by a 400-pound man with 6 fingers on his left hand. His name is P. Oswald Boone. Everyone calls him Little Ozzy because his father, Big Ozzy, is still alive. Little Ozzy has a cat named Terrible Chester. He loves that cat. In fact, if Terrible Chester were up to his 9th life under the wheels of a Peterbilt, I'm afraid that Little Ozzy's big heart would not survive the loss. Personally, I do not have great affection.